a remarkable achievement, of course, on so many levels. I mean, first of all, let's look at it. This is his third Olympic Games. If Wright were right away back in the London Olympics, he would have been selected for that as well. It would have been his fourth Olympic Games, believe it or not. But the reality is it will be his third Olympic Games. And that in the, with the background that he has in terms of university, qualifying as a doctor, and dealing with all the elements of that, and also qualifying for the Olympic Games once again, is absolutely unbelievable, you know, achievement. And on this occasion in Turku last night, in a world-class field, he's right up there on the finish line with the Swedish guy Kramer, who also is a world-class athlete, and he gets the Irish record. He breaks his own Irish record, actually, and he gets that Olympic qualifying time. So you can imagine the excitement and the delight when we got that news, and we watched it on the stream here live. So it was very exciting. You would have imagined, and I would have imagined, I have to honestly say, that he would have had difficulty retaining and improving his speed over his 800 metres as he got into the 30s. Now, that has been blown away by this performance last night, and, you know, that in itself is something else. But generally speaking, come into the 30s, you would imagine his basic speed, his real speed would decrease. But obviously, he has, in many ways, has the experience, et cetera, et cetera, in his favour of 10, 15 years pretty much at world-class level. So, you know, it's a combination of many things, and that's where it all happened for him last night. And, you know, even his racing tactics last night were absolutely unbelievable. So, you know, that's experience as well. We're at an all-time high in terms of just the recent European Championships, and that's something we've got to keep a wee eye on as well. Of course, we're at an all-time high. We had an unbelievable championships, and we have some exciting athletes going forward to the Olympic Games, but we've got to put that into perspective. The European Championships were the European Championships. The Olympic Games is a global event. It's an absolutely off-the-radar event. And we've got to retain some perspective in terms of the athletes that are now travelling onwards from Europeans, you know. Just for an individual, you know, just per se, it's an absolutely unbelievable achievement. And to retain the desire, you know, to go again, that's special. That's absolutely special. But he is a special athlete. He's the greatest athlete we have ever produced out of Donegal. And, you know, he continually has been running and indeed medaling at European level. I mean, he's 4 European Championship medals. And that, in the Irish context, is a big achievement. You know, when he looks back at his career and he counts the medals and counts his achievements, that in itself. But records, qualifying for the Olympics, the standard that he's maintained, the attitude that he's maintained, the respect that he has in the sport, that's a big story. 30 minutes after that performance last night, I was down in Fenton Valley for training, and there was about maybe 100 young athletes, and I pulled them all together, and they wouldn't have been aware of the performance, you know, because it was just so soon. And I said, just remember tonight that one of your club athletes has achieved and qualified for the Olympic Games. Maybe sometime in your later life you will remember this night and it will inspire you to do something and to be inspired to stay in the sport, to keep going, whatever it may be, inspiring the next generation.